1980s, where it's altogether a dramatic 24 hours for Adam and Barbara.
Fame and Fortune by Frederick Raphael. Episode 4.
The Reverend Miguel Sung, one time head of the Redemption Church of the Sun and Moon, to which Tom Morris had been converted while at Cambridge, was arrested and in October 1986 sentenced in Atlanta, Georgia to 4 life terms for offences including the repeated rape of underage girls, fraud, tax evasion, and drunk driving. Adam and Barbara hoped that their son Tom might now return to England, and even to Cambridge, where his sister Rachel was reading classics at Adam's old college. Meanwhile, they lived with Tom's absence. It kept them together, and it held them apart, though each thought the other did not realize it.
The Chancellor refused to confirm that there may or may not be an interest rate rise. Talks on averting the strike
Hello.
Are continuing today.
Is this Adam?
It could be. It rather depends on who this is.
My name is Hannah Waxman. I work with Mike Claude over at Transworld.
It's California.
Should I leave the room?
No, just bow your head will do. What can I do for you, Hannah? Or if my guess is correct, what can we both do for him?
Mike would like to talk with you in approximately 35 minutes from now. Is that a practical possibility?
All he has to do is call.
Very good to have this chance to talk with you. I'm a huge admirer. I love the woman in question.
If only we'd had a good director on that movie. I was kidding, tell him.
Other news now. We're getting reports of an incident in southern Lebanon in which an ITV camera crew have been involved in what may have been an accident or possibly a roadside bomb explosion. ITV reporter Vince Cregan is said to be safe, but an ITV sound man is reported to have received serious injuries. We will bring you further reports as soon as we have more information. In the meantime,
do you want any more of this?
You turned it on.
I'll turn it off. Truth to tell, I didn't expect ever to hear from Master Claude again once he was translated into mega tycoonery.
But you did hope.
All is vanity, saith the preacher. Strange how those girls make simple statements sounds as if they were questions. My name is Hannah Waxman. And whoever said it wasn't? I don't think I hoped exactly, but then again...
And not for the first time.
I do wonder what cheap and nasty project Mike has in mind for me, assuming he ever calls back.
Seems he's even hotter to Trotter than you hoped. Or feared. Or both.
Hi.
Is that Adam Morris?
You've changed accents. Clever girl.
Sorry? This is Fiona McLean. I'm the producer on That's Asking, Alan Parks' programme.
Of course, I'm sorry, I was expecting some... Fiona McLean, of course, as in the legendary.
I don't know if you ever watched the programme.
You know, last time we did was when Alan referred to the miners' strike as possibly the last time that brave, misguided men will go into battle for the right to cough their blackened lungs up by the time they're 50. And Tony the Red said Alan was a disgrace to the regiment and should be shipped home to Botany Bay as soon as transport could be arranged.
But that was last week, he said that.
Then it was last week we watched it. Time flies. The subject, of course, to delays due to the late arrival of the incoming aircraft.
We do have to entertain the girls.
Alan wonders if you'd care to be on the panel on the 22nd of April. It's going to be in Cambridge.
Oh, I think that'd be fine. Cambridge is a nice spot, I hear.
I know he'll be pleased. He's always saying we should get you on. Do you know Gavin Pope?
I know of Gavin Pope and the Thatcherite noises he's taken to making. With deep self-loathing, I sometimes find myself furtively agreeing with the tart's tongue to turncoat.
Don't audition all the time.
Gavin's going to be on the panel, and we're hoping to get Susie Beaumont, if you know her.
I'm going to go and finish reading Proust while I wash her.
Oh, Susie Beaumont, of course. The women's woman.
Plus another.
Always assuming you can get him. Or her, he said, watching his genders for the feminist thought police.
I'll send you a contract, and we'll be in touch nearer the time if you want to have a car to take you up to Cambridge.
Thank you, Fiona. My best to Alan. Apotheosis! Master Parks wants me to be on that arse.